855 453. You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Or you can Skype us on using username lrn.fm. You got to send us a request, but after that, we're good. It, by the way, we've got all kinds of archives on Free Talk Live free for you. You can go back for many years at archives.freetalklive.com, and they're completely free. Every other talk show out there, most other talk shows, they're going to charge you for these archives. That's their business model. Free Talk Live, we give them away. Archives.freetalklive.com.
Yay, socialism. Sorry.
Yeah. It's free because we give them away, not free because we're forced to give them away. That's NPR. Well, you know, NPR's budget is only like, I think it's, I don't know. It's somewhere between, I've heard as low as 7% and as high as 15% comes from federal money.
Yeah, I've heard 10%, so that's about in the middle.
Why in the world do they continue taking federal money? If
I don't know. They don't need it.
90% is underwriting and donations.
I think it just makes the government look good. And so the government just keeps handing it to them.
And it's free money, right? Like if the government would give me 10% of my earnings every year, okay, just go ahead, give me the money. But and they don't have the same compunctions that we do, the same moral values where you wouldn't want to take these things. But NPR, all they'd have to do is say, you know, the government's not giving us the money anymore. Amp up your contributions, and people would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, 855 453. If you disagree with our assessment there, you can go ahead and give us a call. Let's go to Robert, calling from Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How are you doing tonight?
All's well.
Hi.
All's well. Good. Hey, can I make a suggestion?
No.
No, Free Talk Live is you're absolutely a fantastic show, and it's very well received.
Thank you.
As you like talking about earlier, especially on Sundays. Yeah, I wondered, maybe has Free Talk Live, have you guys ever talked about maybe having a show, you know, inviting the public to come to the show? Maybe some of the people that come in, they could donate, you know, maybe some pizza or some chicken or something like that. You know,
oh, do like an open house, you mean?
Yes!
Have an event? You know, there's...
Didn't you used to do that in Sarasota, Florida?
We have done it in Sarasota, Florida, mm-hmm. But, you know, it would be... The curmudgeon you've got to talk to on this one is Ian, because I can't do the technical stuff to set up a remote broadcast, whereas Ian has to do all that work. So, I mean, basically what I'm sure he's going to say... I can channel him. We've been working together so well. Come up to Porkfest... Or come to the Liberty Forum, and you can have pizzas with us there. That's what he said.
I'm definitely going to go next year, that's for sure. You know, but just thought it'd be kind of neat if you know, just to do it right out of the studio, right where you guys are at.
Yeah, I think that... I don't think that there's any real push or desire to have people exactly knowing where the studio is.
It's kind of small, too.
Yeah,
I mean, there's not really a lot of room in
microscopic,
here. Microscopic. But the Pork Fest, I will say that the Pork Fest setup is awesome. It feels very down home, you know.
Yeah.
You can sit 5 feet from us and watch us do the show and see our spittle flying from our mouth.
Right. I get out there. I walk. I work the crowd. Hey, how you doing? Where are you from? You know, that sort of thing. And Ian sets up the gizmos and glares it. People from behind the table?
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of do that at Liberty events, but I think it's pretty, like, Twit, which is a network, kind of like LRN.FM, that Free Talk Live is also on.
This Week in Tech.
Yeah, This Week in Tech. They do open houses in Petaluma, and they're always, it's always a great event.
They have an office.
Oh, sure, yeah, they have a huge building, of course.
It has a living room.
Understood, but I think it would be fun to do something with, like, all the LRN, with all the podcasters and the Free Talk Live crew and everybody there. Boy, I think that'd be a good time.
You're one of the sales guys. Just talk to a local car dealer or pull somebody with a large roof.
Oh, believe me, when Brian Sovereign throws a party.
Party like a sovereign party.
It's a good time.
Robert, thanks for the suggestion. 855-450-FREE.
Make sure to bring a gluten-free pizza for me and Brian.
That's right. It's just gluten-free, but it has to be full-on everything-free.
Yeah,
right?
Just put some meat on top of some meat and bacon on on top of that.
Because that's the paleo,
pizza.
Paleo pizza. Now, what's the difference between paleo and primal? I've heard these terms.
Primal calls for dairy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right.
So, and why is it that the paleo people don't like dairy?
Well, you can't milk a wild animal, right? So probably
yeah, you can. I mean, you know, children milk women constantly. I've watched it happen.
Oh, well, so, women are wild animals, that's for sure. But I'm talking about, like, cows and goats. I mean, people argue that, you know, there really was not
human
access
milk is
to that.
Much sugarier than cow's milk, though.
I wouldn't know, but, yeah, I'll take your word for it.
And that's what I hear. I've never had the occasion to test human milk.
But milk is really something that's produced for growing children, you know, babies. Yeah. Like, it has a lot of growth factors in it. It's got antibodies and stuff that kids need. But when you're an adult, you really don't need that
whether
stuff.
Whether you need it or not is different whether you can digest it and whether it's good for you.
Right. Well, some people say that you can't digest it. Really,
yeah, that there's a lot of lactose intolerance, things like that.
I hear that.
I mean, also, we're the only species on the planet Earth, I think, that continues to ingest, you know, milk, you know, into adulthood.
I had a professor when I was in medical school. I had a professor who said human adults need cow's milk like adult cows need human breast milk.
Yeah.
They just don't.
Yeah, I'm with you on whether the necessity of it. I'm not claiming that there's necessarily a necessity. The question is whether or not an adult can, you know, benefit nutritionally from milk. And I think that there's a reasonable argument that that humans are mammals and therefore ingest milk. I don't know.
There's also the idea of, like, have you heard about this, that raw milk is better than pasteurized or fermented, you know, kind of cheese products?
Oh, yes, I've heard it. I've heard the whole, I can't remember even the guy's name, but the Nourishing Traditions.
Oh, Weston Price.
Weston Price. My wife, you know, read the book, and now we don't drink anything but raw milk. Mm. She handles the food in the house. And
well, that's the thing. I mean, even primal people, I mean, I use butter. But, you know, you generally buy with butter or milk or whatever you're using, you generally buy, you know, organic, whatever that happens to mean at the time. Like there's Kerrygold butter or whatever, or for milk, there's, you know, raw milk, like you say. So even then, there's still, it's not like suddenly primal just allows, you know, all bets are off. There's still this whole idea of, you know, getting very organic and more naturalized foods, whatever that includes.
Yeah, a lot of people say that the milk proteins are hard to digest, and actually dairy allergies are one of the most common allergies to cow's milk, pasteurized cow's milk.
So, and I believe that that's true, but that's just simply, you know, people with a problem there. And gluten, it's hip to be to have celiac disease. And
well, they're not claiming they have celiac disease. I mean, because celiac disease is a very, very severe allergy to gluten, where your intestines actually start to, like, fall apart. And, like, if you have any gluten, and they have to be super careful. But they're all like, gluten sensitivity is a spectrum, right? So some people are sensitive to gluten and it doesn't kill them or tear apart their guts on a really, like, obvious level, but it does hurt them. And then over time, you know, if they're eating gluten, they're not going to feel as healthy as they would otherwise.
Yeah, I've heard it. I did cut out gluten for a time and didn't feel any difference in my life. And
not everyone is sensitive to it. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen some amazing things as far as a video of a woman who was, like, terrible MS, who switched over to a paleo diet and was up walking around at, like, a 10X or something.
Was that Terry Walls?
I'm sorry, I don't memorize people's names.
No, I think I know who you're talking about. She's actually a really interesting case because she's an MD. Okay, she's a neurologist or something like that. And she actually came down with MS, and she did a bunch of reading about it. And she designed a diet that's basically a paleo diet. And so it's, you know, like a lot of fresh vegetables and, like, organic foods and a meat-based diet with lots of veggies.
That'll get you to change your life there if you have a, you know, life-threatening disease.
Yeah, and she experienced a complete remission of her MS, and now she does, like, triathlons and stuff. I actually met her almost 2 years ago at this point. So, I mean, she's got the most credibility, in my opinion, because she's an MD, and she was skeptical of it before, and she did a lot of research. So
it feels hard to get the right information, because it feels like, you know, so many people are incentivized to give you the wrong information.
Yes, that's true.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
It's 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about Bitcoins this evening, and it really, frankly, it's been quite a wild ride with Bitcoins and the pricing of the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
With the elevator.
Yep. Up, down, all around, back and forth.
So I like it.
I gotta say, so I'm going to speak out on the pricing of Bitcoin. I generally don't on the show because I have the unenviable position of being a fan of Bitcoin and have like a 250,000 people who listen to me in a week. So the amazing thing is whenever anybody's upset about Bitcoins, it's my fault. I get an email. Okay.
but when you said they're going to go up and nobody listened to you, people who did listen to you, they weren't thanking you, right?
Or, that's my fault too, because they didn't listen to me.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if you could just be more believable, then I would have listened to you and bought Bitcoins, and now I'm impoverished, and every time it does something I don't like, I'm going to blame you because you stink, Mark. And, you know, yeah, I said all along when Bitcoins were at a dollar that I think that the any Bitcoin under 100 bucks is a bargain. And then when it went to 100 bucks, I said any Bitcoin under 1,000 is a bargain. I'm still saying any Bitcoin under 1,000 is a bargain. But I'm saying that these artificially low prices at what I'm seeing, 800 bucks here right now at MT Gox, I say it's artificial because you can't buy it. How long is it going to take you to put money in Mt. Gox, and who would do it? Because you can't draw money out of MT Gox. This is one of the exchanges for Bitcoin.
Sometimes you can't even get Bitcoins out of there.
Right. There's a problem there, too.
But luckily, they have been deposed. Like, they used to be the major Bitcoin exchange, and they are not anymore.
Deposed by whom, though?
Oh, all kinds of Coinbase, Bitstamp,
BTCe. BTCe doesn't count there in Bitcoin. Russia. I've never heard of anybody getting money out of them.
Oh, I have.
Money?
Yes, I have heard people getting fiat money in and out of BTCe from the United States. Although, I hear lately they may have had some troubles. However, there are lots of options. There's always local Bitcoins. Nobody can stop you there.
Indeed, at local Bitcoins. I'm just saying that the people at local Bitcoins likely aren't selling at this time.
There's always somebody who's selling.
Well, I think that it's difficult to get the... I think it's going to be difficult to get a Bitcoin at 800 bucks. Is what I'm saying. It was easier to get a Bitcoin at 1,200 than it is going to be to get it at 800 when it was up at 1,200.
Yep.
And I think that's the reason I believe it's going back, because I'm simply not selling right now. Mm. You know, I've wanted to help people getting to Bitcoins throughout the months here. And so locally, I'll help you generally get into Bitcoins, but I'm not doing it for 800. No, no, no.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen Bitcoins at 11, and I'm not going back.
Yeah, right. So you're saying it's an artificial low.
I say it's an artificial low.
Yeah.
So that's my speech on the pricing of Bitcoin. You can take it for what it's worth. It's one person's opinion who has some understanding of Bitcoins.
Well, clearly no one listens to you anyway.
Right, right. Well, once again, it's going to be my fault because I told people that I thought it was going to go up. This is my position in the Bitcoin world. None of the Bitcoin, you know, Bitcoin businesses don't advertise with Free Talk Live because enough of our audience is Bitcoin-oriented, even though we're the first place the news was getting broken. We are the redheaded stepchild of the Bitcoin world. All the blame, none of the glory. 855, 450 free.
You know, I just want to say the price dropped when that big question came out earlier this week about, hey, what about scalability with the blockchain on this show? And then suddenly the price dropped. I think Free Talk Live has more power than you realize.
Oh, I can't relate those things in real life. So people just say, you're vain. And, you know, they're right. I'm vain. And
me too. Go ahead.
Maybe it was Free Talk Live that did it. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know the answer. But Stephanie, we had talked about some of your something you brought in for show prep here before the show, and I can't remember what it was.
Oh, so are you talking about the private prisons?
Yes.
Okay. So, I've got a story here from rollingout.com. I'm not sure exactly what their slant is, but I'm sure there is one, because there is with every periodical. The title of this article is, What? Private Prisons Suing States for Millions If They Don't Stay Full. Now, this doesn't surprise me as somebody who's liberty-loving reading the title of this, but let's read on and see what they have to say. The prison industrial complex is so out of control that private prisons have the sheer audacity to order states to keep beds full or face their wrath with stiff financial penalties, according to reports. Private prisons in some states have language in their contracts that state if they fall below a certain percentage of capacity, that the states must pay the private prisons millions of dollars lest they face a lawsuit for millions more. And guess what? The private prisons, which are holding cash-starved states hostage, are getting away with it, says advocacy group In the Public Interest. Now, I think we need to stop right there and oh, boo-hoo, the poor cash-starved states. No, I'm not really sad for them. But this is what happened. I mean, the government is getting in bed with private prisons. And at the private prisons, from what I hear, they can get away with a lot more stuff that the state prisons don't necessarily do. The state-run prisons, that is.
Yeah,
I mean, they're all kind of a mishmash of government orgiastic badness, but, you know, because they're all in bed with each other, right? A private prison is simply an arm of the state. But now they're hitting up the states for more money if they don't fill certain quotas, which gives the states an incentive to just put people in jail.
Wait a minute. So private prisons aren't like this wonderful bastion of, like...
Of liberty?
Of liberty, of rehabilitation. Wait, hold on. I thought schools, if all these privatized schools out there are so eons better than public schools, you're telling me privatized prisons are not better than... They're not getting to sit in the Ritz-Carlton like they do in other prisons or whatever?
No, they're not restituting the victims either. I mean, that's the thing.
We need to turn this all over to privatized industry, and you're telling me it's worse?
I can see the sarcasm, Brian, well, but yeah. I mean, there are liberty...
It's a difficult situation because the government essentially maintains its monopoly and then turns over its imprisoning power to another organization. It may be...
Right. This is not a free market situation.
There's no choice on the part of the inmate. And I think that this would make a really big difference is if the inmates got to choose where they would be housed. If they got to pick between institutions, you would see them moving from one place to another. Now, I think they have to pay. Look, if it's going to take a van outfitted with expanded metal and some guards to move you from one location to the next or whatever, you should have to pay for that transport. But if an inmate could decide, you know what, I don't like this one, I want to go to another prison, if they'll take them, because some prisons would be lower security than others, then what you'd see is the inmates gravitating towards the better conditions and away from the ones that have the worst conditions. So I don't think a private prison should be guaranteed beds by, butts in beds by, the prison industrial complex.
I think we need to think beyond punishment, and prison as a way to solve the problem of crime, because obviously it hasn't worked. Obviously there are other things going on, and putting someone in a jail cell, while it may make some crime and punishment oriented folks feel better, it really doesn't do anything to help make the victim whole from what was done to them.
However, you said that it doesn't do anything it doesn't solve anything, and crime's down, incarceration's up. So there's some correlation between it lowering crime.
But, okay, violent crime is down. What about drug crime? Because that's the majority of people who are in jails and prisons.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. What do you think?
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime.
Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about private prisons here in the last segment. We'll do that a little more here coming up. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. If you value online privacy, ProXPN probably should be something that you take into consideration. It is a virtual private network. It allows you to have essentially an encrypted tunnel through your internet connection that is essentially invisible to anybody who, either the internet service provider or anybody who might manage to sniff your packets and get into your internet.
Sure. I mean, it's a great thing to have if you're going to airports. Wherever. I mean, at airports, it could defend you from crackers, and as far as like with your ISP is logging what you do on the internet for at least 6 months, sometimes up to 5 years. Okay. And the surveillance state is growing. Keep that in mind. So with ProXPN, again, it's an app that you can download. It works with Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. It works for it all. Whatever you've got, I'm sure they can get you set up. It's a great service to have. They don't keep logs. It's an important thing. Now, two important things for me, Brian Sovereign, the Golden Stallion of the tech world, I'm telling you, is it needs to be, if you're using a VPN, you want its back end, meaning its core use, so you want it to be open VPN, okay? This has been verified by so many security experts, I can't even begin to tell you, all right? It is the way to go is open VPN, which is what ProXPN uses. They also offer you other options, but open VPN is the way to go. So you have that, and also the other important thing is that the company doesn't keep logs. So if someone asks ProXPN, hey, I want logs of this account, they'd be like, well, hey, we don't have them. I mean, it's about as good a security as you can get on planet Earth as far as this stuff goes. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can use the code FTL20, get 20% off the price of, you know, of a premium account that you get there. You can get the annual plan, which, you know, ends up, there's a monthly plan, but if you get the annual plan, I mean, you end up paying less than a cup of coffee a month for all of this incredible online, really, it's online insurance.
There's a lot you can do with VPNs.
Yeah, absolutely.
NordVPN is the best. The best one. There's no reason not to use them.
I agree. I think it's the best in the world right now. And there's recently some people have been complaining about a lot of these other companies, even ones that also take Bitcoin, because ProxPN takes Bitcoin now and you get a 33% discount if you use Bitcoin for the yearly plan. But some people have been complaining about even companies that use the Bitcoin, that, you know, that offer it in Bitcoin because you think they were philosophically inclined. Yeah, maybe they're not so great.
Leo
so ProxPN is.
Leo Laporte, I just heard him today endorse ProxPN. So.
Yes, he does, as does Steve Gibson, who is on security now with Leo Laporte. And that guy is, that's a security expert if there ever were one.
Indeed. So private prisons, Stephanie. One thing I've heard, and I tend to believe it to some extent, is that, I'm not saying entirely, because, you know, I don't have a good analogy, but it basically, if you imprison enough people, that crime would go down, right? So, like, because...
How many people do you have to imprison?
A lot. There's a certain amount of people out there that I believe to be very difficult to rehabilitate. I don't think the prison even rehabilitates. I don't think that
word
exists.
No, it doesn't do anything of the sort.
I think that either you have the facilities when you get out, internal and external, to make it, or you don't. And if you don't have especially the internal facilities to make it, prison isn't going to provide them to you. It's not there. Prison could be an incentive to somebody who has the internal facilities and the external facilities, maybe, to make it. But I think that it comes down to internal facilities, you know, like sort of what you've got in the inside of you, what you believe you can do. But prison provides none of that. All it can provide is an incentive to not go back. And if you don't have, sort of the internal facilities to make it, you really don't have a choice. You're going to go back. And that's a sad thing, and no one seems to care. But what the reality is if you keep enough of these violent criminals, the people that are going to go back, they're going to, you know, rob a liquor store again or whatever. If you keep them in jail, then violent crime is going to go down. And that was... You know, to some extent, I believe that's the case. Yes, I believe most of the nonviolent criminals that are in prison don't deserve to be there. I further believe that if you were to legalize drugs, that it would take away the incentive for many people who do commit crimes against humans, you know, stealing and harming other people in order to get money for drugs. It would take away their incentive, and they wouldn't do it. You don't see too many people in prison for cigarette crimes or stealing stuff to get alcohol. Certainly alcohol is a powerful drug, and it does wind people up in prisons, and I think that they're responsible for their actions when they do it. I'm just saying that I don't know what to do with people who have committed violence against others and seem to use that as a tool in life. Like, this is their coping mechanism, is violence.
Go ahead, Brian.
Well, I was going to say, a case in point, in by comparison, is in Sweden. The stories are coming out now. Sweden's closing four prisons in Sweden. And people are wondering, how is it that because there's no inmates to put into them. Okay, and so people are wondering, why is this happening? Well, one of the theories is that it's because they're decriminalizing drugs, like you mentioned. The other thing is that the prisons there are I don't want governments mandating anything, but by government mandate, the prisons have to be doing their business under the auspices of you are rehabilitating people, like you were saying. That this is how you know, and I'm not exactly sure on what exactly their methodology rehabilitation is, but that's what it's about. It's not about like their statements alone in Sweden are not about punishment. It's about rehabilitation. Okay,
yeah.
It's just a powerful thing. I don't know how well that's being executed. I can't say, but it's a pretty powerful thing. Stephanie, go.
Yeah, I think the punishment versus rehabilitation or a focus on restituting the victim is the key difference here. I mean, why does anybody think it makes sense to, like you say, Mark, take a, quote, person who did something bad or whatever, person who hurt somebody else,
take
and
a bad person,
treat them badly, and then they're going to be
place,
good?
Treat them bad and then let them go. And put them with a bunch of other bad people and then let them go and expect them to act good. It's obviously a very flawed system.
Sure. How many of these violent crimes, even where someone kills another person, how many times is it just a crime of passion? It's a one-off, and you're going to throw people on in forever?
This is an interesting point. So I spent 9 years in prison. It was for murder. I happened to have looked into the statistics behind people recommitting, and murderers, least likely to recommit.
Yeah.
And it's probably because, you know...
unless they're in the military.
Well, yeah, that's but they don't get committed for that. You know, that's not breaking the law.
Yeah.
So... they, you know, it's probably because you're factoring in crimes against spouses and loved ones at that point. And my attitude today, and it's different than other people, a lot of people can get so wrapped up in the emotionality of a moment in time, they don't realize that you need to stop and think, and that nothing that you can, nothing that somebody has done to you is worth spending 10 years in prison or a lifetime in prison or however long it is. Nothing. You know, if she's done something horrifying, she's taken all your money, she's, you know, moved away with the kids, nothing she's done is worth it. And, the situation is. You know, somebody owes you money and they won't pay you. They said, you're a little wimp and you're not going to, and I'm not going to pay you. That $1,000 or $10,000, you can earn that back in a year. You can't earn it back while you're in prison. So there's, to me, having, you know, like I've learned a lesson. That lesson is that there's nothing that anyone can do to me that's worth going to prison over, or largely not.
Well, and that begs the question of why are some people prone to making decisions that they don't think about in the heat of the moment? And it's because science shows, it's because, you know, especially when people have really like stressful and traumatic lives, and especially when they're young, their brain adjusts to sort of a fight or flight status,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, they're thinking just about survival. They're not thinking about the long term. And
sure.
So, you know, a lot of it comes from the way that we...
I can't stop childhood trauma, so how do I deal with that person?
Well, yeah, we can't stop all childhood trauma, but one thing that we can do is focus on some of the root causes and do what we can in our own lives to help with that.
I can advocate against treating children poorly.
You can treat your son well. Yes.
But the people that needed the most advocation are the least likely to listen to it. 855-453, Free Talk Live.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico, and bam. I'm saving so much, my Princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind in the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. Go check
that
out.
That is the Pro XPN toll-free call-in line, right?
Thank you so much for that. You know,
I forget it sometimes.
I wish I were a radio professional. I wish you people actually had top-level radio talent here running a show for you.
And hey, wait a minute. No. Oh, I'm not running the show. No.
But, you know, that's not what you got tonight. It's Mark on the microphone. So
get by with
do?
A little help from our friends, right? You guys always remind me.
Indeed. And it takes a village to run the show.
Yes, that's right.
So you can go to freetalklive.com, and we get the last 7 nights of the archives there right on the front page for you to access. There's also a listen link that you can just go to click on. It'll take you to listen.freetalklive.com. Where we make all kinds of listening possibilities available to you. We're available on satellite, and what I think is the greatest one, my single favorite option is the listen lines. There's these telephone numbers that you can call and listen to Free Talk Live on your cell phone. So if your data plan isn't working with your TuneIn app or your Xia, or whatever the one that I used to use, okay, and Skipper. Stitcher.
I have no idea.
Stitcher.
Yeah.
And these things.
Wow.
You can listen right on the phone, and it doesn't take nearly as large of a broadband connection to listen through the phone as it does to listen on one of these through your data plan.
Yeah. If you don't have unlimited data, that's the way to go.
So, Free Talk Live, it's a great website. And if you want a great website for your business...
Yeah, you
want
to go to squarespace.com. Wow, nice.
That's right.
I was going to do it, but you beat me to it.
Great
I
chemistry.
May not remember to do the to tell you who sponsors the phone lines. ProXPN, we love
That's
you.
That's right. We do love you.
I could do a segue.
That's right. Now, squarespace.com, what is that? It is... Look... You've got a Facebook page, you've got a Google Plus page, or you got a Twitter page or stuff, but you're really using someone else's service, okay? Squarespace.com, it's a web hosting service, it's a web design service, and what it does, it lets you stake your own claim in the digital universe, okay? You can have your own space that doesn't belong to Facebook or any of these other, Yahoos, okay? It's your own, and it's great, and it's beautiful. And because, if it's your own space, you want it to look good, right? And believe me, they have templates there. It is so easy to do. You do not need to know any HTML. They have commerce, they have e-commerce there that you can set up. All of it's so, so simple. The templates that you can use are literally award-winning templates. templates, okay?
If you just go to squarespace.com, you can see some previews of them, and they are, like, super impressive.
Absolutely. And speaking of previews, you can use it for 2 weeks free. You don't have to give them any credit card information. Just got to give them an email address. It's nice. If you like your anonymity, you can, you know, you can shoot for that at first to test this out.
You can create the website and see how you like it first, you know, and really experience it before you ever have to pay for it.
Absolutely. Try before you buy. It is the real deal. It's amazing. And again, you know, it's a good idea. You know, the internet is changing the human condition and in ways that we don't even know. And so it's not a bad idea to get your stake, you know, get a stake of claim into that world. And Squarespace.com will provide you the most beautiful, most reliable stake of claim, you know, your own personal website. Forget your Facebook page. Have your own website.
Awesome. And promote it on your Facebook page.
Yeah, and promote it on your Facebook page, you know, but bring the people to you. It's a great thing. So go ahead. You can use the code FTL12. Okay, and you'll get 10% off whatever you decide to go with. If you go with the yearly plan, you can get, they'll even do the, you know, they'll give you a free domain name. It's fantastic. It is the best web service in the world, in my opinion. Squarespace.com, code FTL12.
And actually, if you want to see an example of a website that was built with Squarespace by one of our listeners who's a friend of the show, you can check out SavoryScentsCandles.com.
Beautiful page.
But yeah, I mean, I was like really impressed when the first time I saw this. And, you know, Crystal, who's the proprietor there at Savory Scents, built this all herself with Squarespace. It's a beautiful website. So definitely encourage you to check that out.
Isn't there an FTL code for Savory Scents?
Yeah, I think it's just FTL. You can get 10% off.
It's generally FTL. Yeah. The best. I try very hard to have coupon code FTL be what it is on all of them, but that doesn't happen every time. Because
her candles are awesome, too, by the way. But,
yes, they are.
We've had them. She uses special essential oils and that kind of thing. So
cotton candy. That's all I have to say. Anyway, so private prisons. Do you want to hear more about what's going on?
Actually, I want to go to
we've got a
Howie calling in from Pennsylvania. Howie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen and lady. How are all of you? I hope you're well.
Good.
Hey, Howie. Good.
I wanted to bring up the subject of snow. I know that you in New Hampshire deal with it a lot. But
here New Hampshire, we have 37 different ways to refer to snow.
And when did you get your first snow? Was it like last week or something?
There was snow. 2-3 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah, I wanted to just relate this thing because today, I don't know if you read in the papers, but you might, because this unexpected storm hit the East Coast where last night, like where, you know how the news, as soon as they hear it's going to snow, they're like milking it. Like they're part of like making money for the milk companies or something. Like they got to freak everyone out and get them to go out and go buy milk or just worry that they don't have enough at home. But they really they just predicted like a light snow. And this morning, Sunday, like it started about 10 o'clock and there was an Eagles game downtown and nobody planned on it. So everybody just went about their business. It turned out to be one of those storms that, you know, when it hits and nobody expects it, it just causes mayhem. And I'm just like thinking, like
here in New Hampshire, that doesn't happen because they are ready for bear. the fact is that there are several blizzards a year, and this is they have all the equipment; it's ready to go. They have the equivalent of what in Florida would be considered a natural disaster every single year. And I'm talking about the scale; I'm not talking about the actual event with the snow or anything like that.
I know you know in the Northeast, you guys laugh at people like. Even us just from Pennsylvania, we get snow, but not anywhere to the degree. And I'm sure people in Wisconsin and those states where they get like major Alaska, whatever, they laugh at us and think that we're like the biggest wimps in the world. But like, it's even worse. Like if you go down south, like to South Carolina or those states where they don't even have shovels to buy if it snows.
Right. Yeah. You get like, go ahead.
You get 6 inches in South Carolina or even Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
You just stay indoors.
Yeah. An inch in Atlanta, you're done. City shuts down.
Winter weather is a pain, but my point is that I was feeling angry at the news people because usually they are like, they bother you. They don't even like, even if just nothing happens, you know, they're telling you, oh, you got to do this and do that. And now here is like, there was an event, it was an early event, but they dropped the ball. And I was just like feeling this animosity, like, why when we needed them that they didn't give more of a warning? And I'm just trying to, in my mind, I'm thinking, people, keep this in your mind. You don't relate on the state or the government to try to think that they're going to help protect you.
Sure, but you know, Howie, real quick, I agree, it's a racket. But I think don't rely on a lot of these like companies. Home Depot loves nothing more than the news scaring everybody to death that there's
exactly.
a storm coming. Okay? The companies are just as bad, and this doesn't get said enough on Liberty shows. They really are.
My major concern is that people went out and ventured out today to try to get their groceries, get their Christmas trees, do whatever shopping they had planned for Sunday. And it's not supposed to be where you go out of your house and end up getting mired in, like, traffic at, like, intersections that you should breeze by. But it was an unexpected storm. And, you know, things in life happen. And it also relates to thought to me is that I can be impatient and think that things are supposed to go along the lines of my will. And that's not how life is. And I think the people who think that they can control things are the ones that have problems in life. And I'm learning that my will is nothing.
So
what I want
is
not.
It's very interesting. You're absolutely right. Is that so many problems come along with human will, and you know what you want, expectations. It really just comes down to these sort of expectations, and I absolutely agree. Howie, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Being attached to certain outcomes.
Indeed. Yeah. And speaking of which, at my house, we're not going to have a Christmas tree. We're going to have a Krampus tree.
Awesome. I love Krampus.
Look it up. So I was thinking, you know, maybe out in some of these roads, if government stopped doing snow removal, it might be the best thing for us. But if they stopped doing it, I'll bet you know, the owners of roads would be responsible for clearing them. But I think in some places, they just wouldn't get cleared. And people would just drive pickup trucks with snowplows on the front, and they'd get where they were going by shoving the snow out of the way.
Maybe they would.
You know, I mean, I've got a road that leads to my house. It's 400 feet long. We call it a driveway. And nobody clears it for me unless I pay them. And, you know, I got to get where I'm going to go, so I pay somebody to do it. And it gets done. And it's fine.
Yep.
Life's pretty good.
Yeah, you know, but I got to say this again. I think there's a nasty symbiotic relationship between the news and a lot of companies with these disaster situations.
Their incentive isn't to serve the customers
anymore.
No, and
it's ugly.
Merry Krampus, 855-453.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.